You are listening to Downtown Voices.
Take a walk through the west side of downtown. You'll find a place where shops and buildings of the past have transformed into the hub thousands of people pass through every day. Although the area is still busy with travelers and residents looking to relax at Lexington Market, the area has changed. We went to the west side of downtown Baltimore to bring you the voices of the people who live here and experience these changes every day.
Hey, I'm from East Baltimore.
Raised and born in South Carolina, but I came to Baltimore at the age of 3 years old.
My grandmother used to bring me down here from when I was a little girl, right? So
I feel like I know everybody, you know, and it just feel like a little quaint place to live.
Everybody come through here. This the gateway right here. Everybody come through here to get somewhere, to come through. The train, bus, everybody come through here, so you lie.
I tell a lot of people I'm from Virginia and I moved to Baltimore and they look at me like I'm crazy.
Of course, it's my city. I love it here. Despite all the stuff, it's home.
You know, people got a bad perception about Baltimore, especially like downtown Baltimore. Of course, anything can happen to you anywhere, but mostly if you mind your business, you'll be just fine.
Now, if you take a walk through these streets, you'll see crowds of people waiting for the bus or grabbing a bite at Lexington Market. What was once a thriving and historic part of the city now houses rows of vacant buildings.
Big department stores down here, and I remember just around the corner there was Hustler's Pet Company, and I used to come and shop at those corners when I was a young kid.
Was it just sitting around, like this building right here behind us? That building's probably been empty for the last 10, 15 years. I know somebody can do something with it, you know, maybe turn into apartments, maybe turn into office buildings, but it's not doing anybody any good just sitting there.
They worry about the harbor. They don't even worry about the inner city. All these vacant houses in. It's ridiculous. Because years ago, there wasn't ever no vacant houses. I'm almost 60 years old.
That's why they starting to, you know, turn around the harbor. That's why they took the movie theater away. Now they put another one down there, but now it's more into the good part. We had movies, we had all that. But you know, when you got ignorant people going out there and they making little excuses, little fights or whatever breaks out, that's an excuse to shut something down, take something away.
You know, maybe you can get rid of all the, you know, the dope fiends leaning and the drug sales and stuff, you know, if they would put money into the community. But you know, once they don't do that, you know, people want to find ways to make their own money.
Make sure to tell them to call right there and there. Tell them to call that school.
The vacant buildings in downtown left us asking what happened here. But others were asking about the youth. What happened to all their activities? What happens when the ability to be a child in Baltimore is taken away?
Oh, well, you know, they took away a lot of stuff. You know, you took away a lot of stuff for these children that was born from late 90s, early 2000s. Messed it up for them back then when they took away, you know, Rex. I grew up on Rex. You know, we went all against Rex all around the city. We went to championships, all that, go out of state, all that. But when they took all that away, what do you think that's going to happen? Crime will go up.
Some would argue that no investment in the future of the youth is a leading factor in the increase of crime in the west side of downtown. Is the west side of downtown safe? If so, for whom? And who keeps it safe?
In each city, it's always wild somewhere. But like they try to make it like Baltimore, we so bad. We not so bad. It's just you got certain individuals that don't think,
exactly.
And things happen.
Yeah.
But the whole Baltimore is not bad. This downtown Baltimore is actually good. And like he told you, I've been coming down here for years. I enjoy coming down here. I know people that's down here. I enjoy the places down here. That McDonald's right there, I love that McDonald's.
What do you not like about Baltimore?
They need to take guns off the street.
Guns?
Yeah, too much killing.
It's gonna be dangerous though. You know, you don't wanna be out here at night or
a lot of times school kids get a little out of control, teenagers. People have been robbed and hurt, and someone was shot. This was a while ago, right on that bus stop across from McDonald's. The man that was drawn, who's drawn on over there, Scrappy, he got actually was in a wheelchair. They hit him with a pipe in that alley. So
it's really dangerous. It's very hard, like, coming out here around 10 o'clock at night to go home, and you're always nervous, and you got your purse clutched because you don't want anything to happen because people don't think.
No, the police look out for us. Actually, they come up and say, hey, man, are you okay? Because it is a kind of a rough part of town.
The one thing I hate about Baltimore, police. I don't hate the police. I hate the way they treat us. That's not right. That's not right at all, the way they treat us. That's not right at all. And they got to change.
It's all personal things that get stuff like going with a situation,
like
said, and
like
things
happen. Like a lot of our murders, we don't have things that happen in isolation, you know? And it's not random things. Like he said, like, it's always personal disputes. You know, you have people that are locked up right now, and people on the outside are waiting for them to get released from prison just so they can kill them. Oh, you killed my dad, you killed my brother. You know, we waiting for your ass to get out of jail. And people, you know, they fail to realize that, fail to understand that. Like, we don't have random murders. Like, people like, oh, be safe when you go to Baltimore. Ain't nothing gonna happen to you. You gonna eat some good crab cakes, you gonna drink some beer, you gonna have a good time.
Upon taking a walk through the streets of downtown, the drug problem is one that is obvious. While talking about issues facing this part of the city, we came face to face with what most agree is a problem that plagues the West Side.
And I like what I see, but just put up with it or stay away.
What is it that you see that you don't like?
Right behind you.
We turned around to see a man leaning against the brick building behind us, as if he was about to fall down.
Oh, okay, okay.
That and we're the best of them. They ain't out here.
Like, for instance, down at the harbor, it's a lot more like laid back. But then again, you gotta deal with the security officers. And if you're homeless, you know, they don't really dig on that down there, because they got, you know, all the tourists coming in there. So I'd rather hang out like in the more, like, I would say, like, ghetto places, because I'm more accepted than, you know, places where the security, you know, security guards are going to come up to you, sit there for a second, they're coming up going, yo.
Literally, as he said it, the cops broke us up.
All right, got you. Got you, boss.
We're taking off.
All righty, folks. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks,
for talking.
Guys.
Oh, that was the policeman, by the way.
Standing there on Howard Street, we were shouted at to disperse. A group of citizens standing on a public street. No drugs, just conversation. It's impossible to talk about the West Side of downtown as if it was an island, like its future is somehow disconnected from the rest of the cities. If you're from Baltimore, you want the best for it. And despite its faults, the West Side is home, everyone included. There's a love here, a love that echoed across everyone's thoughts about the future for Baltimore. As a new administration begins in City Hall, what does the future hold for the West Side of downtown? What do we need, and how do we get it?
More activities, more positive activities. I mean, on that, do like we did growing up, bring the wrecks back. You want crime to stop in the city? Bring the wrecks back.
I say within the next 10 to 20 years, University of Maryland and Johns Hopkins is taking over the entire city. University of Maryland is taking over West Baltimore, and Johns Hopkins is taking over East Baltimore. And that's just how it is. And they unstoppable. But don't get me wrong, I like what they, that. I'm glad they're doing that, because they're making the city look much better.
Well, at the end of the day, it all begins and ends with the people. It won't change until the people are ready to change. You know, for lack of a better word, you got ignorant people wherever you go, and they inhabit all skin colors, shapes, mindsets, everything. I think it's the people at the end of the day, you know? everything begins and ends with us.
I just tell you, man, like, I've been to a lot worse places than this. I tell you one thing. You know, there's a lot of love here. There's a lot of love here.
I know it's going to be good. I know it's going to be good in the future.
This piece was produced by Shira Singlenberg and written by Michelle Gilbert, Andy Holter, and Clayton McKenzie. Special thanks to Nicole King and the entire American Studies 422 class. To all the people that lent their voices for this piece, a special thank you. Tune in tomorrow with Christina Quagan for Arts and Diversity, a look at divisions in race and class among the artists who work in the city's arts district. I'm Shira Singlenberg with Baltimore Traces.